This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin have teamed up with the National Farm Medicine Center at Marshfield Clinic Research Foundation to examine how farm environments, especially those with livestock, stimulate stronger immune systems and make children far less likely to develop allergic diseases. Joining us on Dairy Radio Now today, Dr. Casper Bendixson, Associate Research Scientist with the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute based in Wisconsin. So Casper, tell us about this study.
Sure. We've partnered with the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine, and it's a study called the Wisconsin Infant Study Cohort. And it studies the early immunological and respiratory development of farm kids versus non-farm kids. It's kind of showing this long-held belief that these farm kids just don't get as sick as often, and it seems to be true. Right now, our oldest child is 5 years old. The project itself is almost 8 years old now. So the preliminary results, they're not confirmed, but they look promising. We have about half the rate of viral infection in farm kids. So all kids, you know, get tummy aches and runny noses, but it seems like the farm kids fight them off a little bit better. And they have about a third the rate of atopic dermatitis, which is just, you know, those red, scaly kind of rashes on the skin. But that's a really strong precursor for asthma and allergy. And these farm kids just don't seem like they're predispositioned to have lifelong troubles with those particular diseases. But this is a really great partnership between the Farm Center and Dr. Jim Gern and Dr. Chris Cerugi down at UW.
I would think growing up on a farm, you know, these kids, they build up their immune system.
Yeah, you know, I'm not an immunologist. I'm a cultural anthropologist, so I'm more invested in kind of the day-to-day reality of how farmers live their lives and what they do with their kids and those kinds of things. But it seems as though this early childhood exposure is exercising the child's respiratory system. It's exposing them and letting their bodies learn about the environment around them. Whereas if you have a child that's not exposed to these things early in life, their body may or may not be able to distinguish it later in life as something that they can deal with or not deal with. And so inflammatory responses with those kinds of things, but it's this early life dose seems to help jog and exercise that immunological system.
Sounds like a very interesting study. And you say this has been going on now for, 8 years now?
This cohort of farm kids is really unique. They've done similar studies in Europe, but as of right now, this is the only farm cohort in the country. And we're partnering with other researchers so that we can compare these farm kids to suburban kids and urban kids in places like Chicago and St. Louis and Baltimore. So we can really kind of see, we know what causes problems, but we also want to know what causes strengths. And right now, the farm group in the central Wisconsin area, they're kind of showing us what builds strength.
So this is quite a lengthy project, and it's updated regularly. And when does it end?
So as of right now, there have been a few publications in kind of academic journals. We're still analyzing the data. We want to make sure that we're, you know, being as accurate as we can with the percentages and the ratios about farm versus non-farm. We have another approximately 5 to 6 years of funding ahead of us, and we need to recruit farm and non-farm parents. There's fewer farms out there. So really kind of finding farms who are, you know, having children right now is kind of a really critical part of the project. But as these reports and as these numbers get finalized, sharing it with the farm community has always been really exciting. We've done it a time or two through social media, through some ag publications. We just had at least one overview about microbiome research on farms go out in Progressive Dairyman.
So if you have farm or non-farm parents out there listening to this that want to be part of this study, how do they go about doing that?
Right. If someone was interested in enrolling in the study, they can visit the National Farm Medicine Center's website through the Marshfield Clinic, and there's a 1-800 number that they can call.
Thanks for the time today, Casper. That's Dr. Casper Bendixson, Associate Research Scientist with the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute based in Wisconsin. More details about their organization at marshfieldresearch.org.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.